For the past 25 years, there has been a 100-to-1 disparity in the mandatory minimum sentence for possession of crack cocaine versus powder cocaine. That's meant thousands of people convicted of possession of 5 grams or more of crack were sentenced to 5 years automatically, while those convicted for powder cocaine only faced a mandatory sentence if they possessed 500 grams or more. The new law changes that, making the amount necessary to trigger the mandatory minimum for crack possession to 28 grams. Madison Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin voted for the change, but she says there's still an unfair disparity.
It didn't eliminate the entire disparate treatment, but only brought it from a 100-to-1 disparity to an 18-to-1 disparity. So it's not eliminated, but it is a step in the right direction.
The change could affect the number of crack cases prosecuted in both the Madison and Milwaukee federal courts. Criminal defense attorney Dean Strang says there will probably be fewer.
The impact here, I think, will be considerable in that this U.S. Attorney's Office, especially in the Western District and to a lesser extent in the Eastern District of Wisconsin, tends to prosecute very small drug cases. And that's where the disparities are the greatest, actually.
That disparity has played out along race lines, with the longer crack sentences affecting mostly African Americans and the shorter cocaine sentences affecting mostly white offenders. Opponents of reducing the disparity say crack offenders tend to be more violent and therefore should get the longer sentences. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.